the ancient fort had never felt more forlorn. A company of sun guards still resided on Sojourn, escorting visitors to the surface and keeping the ground-based turbolasers in good working order. Authentication codes were still required for ships entering Sojourn space, but the moon's coordinates were no longer the secret they had once been. For the most part, Plagueis had lived like a hermit among his droids, seldom venturing off-world, though continuing to use his vast wealth and influence to support those organizations that furthered the Sith cause and crushed the plans of those he opposed. For the first year following the attack, rumors swirled that Higo Damask was dead, but word gradually began to circulate that he was merely living in seclusion on Sojourn. 4 years later, the annual gatherings had resumed, but only for 5 years. And now there hadn't been a gathering in more than a decade. Fewer and fewer beings had attended the events in any case, many having distanced themselves from Damask in the wake of the murders on Coruscant. During the long period between the Grand's sneak attack and the first gathering of the new era, Sidious had spoken with Plagueis only by holo. Left to progress on his own, he had trained the Zebrak in secret on Mustafar, Toste, and Orsus, visited several Sith worlds, and spent considerable time studying the Sith texts and holocrons that remained under guard on Abora. From the Sun Guards, Sidious heard that Damask had locked himself away in the fort and was scarcely seen. On the few occasions Damask had summoned them, they had found the living quarters in shambles, some of the experimental subjects dead in their cages or cells, and many of the droids malfunctioning. Creatures from the surrounding Greel forests had invaded and taken up residence in the place, making nests in the turrets and devouring anything edible. While Damask, unwashed, emaciated, erratic in his behavior, had seemed capable of speech, it was 114D who had communicated Damask's orders and requests to the guards. At one point, the guards had been ordered to install more than 200 holoprojectors in what had been the fort's armory, so that Damask could both monitor current events and immerse himself in historical recordings, some of which dated back hundreds of years. Sidious knew that his own powers had increased tenfold over the decades, but he couldn't be certain he had learned all of Plagueis' secrets, his sorcerer's ways, as the Sun Guards referred to them, including the ability to prevent beings from dying. He sometimes wondered, was he a level behind? Two levels behind? Such questions were precisely what had driven generations of Sith apprentices ultimately to challenge their masters. The uncertainty about who was the more powerful, the need to test themselves, to face the definitive trial, the temptation to take the mantle by force, to put one's own spin on the power of the dark side, as Darth Gravid had attempted, only to set the Sith back countless years. And so it had been largely left to Sidious to bring the same fervor to the manipulation of events in the mundane world that Plagueis brought to the manipulation of midichlorians. Instead of challenging each other, they had both dedicated themselves to executing the grand plan. Political mastery and mastery of the Force. Someday soon, the Sith would wield both, with Sidious the face of the former, and Plagueis behind the scenes, advising him about the latter. Like Plagueis, Sidious had moved judiciously, for unintended repercussions in the real world could be as damaging to the Sith imperative as blowback from the Force. The fact that the Force had not struck back argued that their partnership was something unique and in accordance with the will of the Force. Plagueis's self-imposed isolation had taken a toll on some of the plans he and Sidious had engineered for the Trade Federation and other groups. But Plagueis had made what amounted to a full recovery from his injuries, and the dark side was no longer simply on the ascendant, but risen and climbing toward the zenith.